Hello and welcome back to the Lit with Prayer podcast. I'm your host, Dane Camella. Thank you for tuning into yet again another episode where we share a Bible story, a personal development tip, and a prayer for your week. If you haven't yet, please subscribe wherever you're listening into. This helps us reach more people with the Word of God each and every week. And if you would like to support us further, go to litwithprayer.com. That's L-I-T-W-I-T-H prayer.com. And consider supporting our marketplace ministry by picking up any of our books, resources, and tools that we have over there. Without any further ado, let's jump into this week's episode. Facing your greatest fear, Genesis chapter 30, verse 33. This week, we conclude Jacob's journey from being a deceiver, running away from his greatest fear, becoming a victim of deception, paying the price, and finally maturing as a leader and returning to face his greatest fear. Throughout Jacob's journey, we see that God was faithful to his word and kept him safe and blessed him despite many shortcomings. God was very patient and took Jacob 20 years before he was ready to face his greatest fear. It was time for Jacob to become the leader of the household and separate himself from his father-in-law. He decided to go on his own to his homeland and face his brother Esau, who swore that he would kill him because of what he had done. Although Esau sold his birthright with its many privileges for a pot of stew and was tricked out of the firstborn blessing, God had blessed him as well. By the time Jacob left for his homeland, he had become very wealthy with livestock, servants, and possessions. Because Laban, his father-in-law, had deceived him many times and cheated him of his wages, Jacob and his family, servants, livestock, left in the middle of the night without Laban or his son's knowledge. They left while Laban was away shearing sheep. And when Laban returned, he saw that he had left. He and his men went to pursue Jacob. It took 7 days, but he caught up with them. During this time, God had given Laban a dream and told him, "Be careful that how you speak to Jacob, neither good nor bad." Although Laban could have harmed Jacob, God warned him not to entice him with rewards or threaten him with harm to force him to go back to Laban's household. It was God's will for Jacob to go back to his home. After Laban said goodbye and blessed his daughters and family, Laban and Jacob made an agreement of peace between their families. Laban returned to his home and Jacob continued his journey. God took care of Jacob, and now the final challenge was ahead of him. Jacob sent some of his servants to Esau with a message saying that he had flocks, donkeys, oxen, and servants, and asked to find favor in grace in Esau's sight. Then the servants returned to Jacob and reported that Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men. Instantly, Jacob became very afraid and stressed out. He thought about his family and how they might get killed by Esau. Jacob even decided to divide his group into two companies, so if Esau attacked from the front of the company, the second company could escape and may live. Jacob then prayed to God for deliverance, admitting that he was not worthy of God's mercies and that he was afraid. In his prayer, he reminded God of his promise to keep things well with him, and he would have a number of descendants like the sea of the sand, which cannot be numbered. If he and his family are killed, they would have no descendants. So he's coming to God to ask him and remember that blessing that he has been given. Jacob then sent his servants with large number of camels, goats, rams, and other livestock. They were to meet Esau and tell him that they were gifts from Jacob and that he would be behind them and will meet him. Jacob had three waves of gifts for Esau. While the gifts and presentations were done, Jacob was hoping that the gifts would calm his brother and he would be able to spare the lives of his family. He took his wives and children and sent them further back for their protection should anything happen to them. After Jacob had removed his family, he returned to camp and he was alone. He met a man and wrestled with him all night. When the man saw that he could not get Jacob to concede, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip and caused it to go out of joint. Jacob stopped and knew that he was wrestling with a divine being. It was an angel in the form of a man. In the morning, the being said, "Let me go." But Jacob said, "Bless me, and I will let you go." The angel asked, "What is your name?" Jacob replied with his name, and the angel said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." After this experience, Jacob, now Israel, knew that he was safe, and he approached his brother without fear. He had his wives and children accompany him as well, but they were the last group behind him. As Jacob approached his brother, he bowed himself to the ground 7 times. His brother ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him, and they both wept. Esau's heart had been changed, and he was so happy to meet Jacob's family. He told Jacob that God had blessed him with plenty, and he didn't need the gifts. Jacob, now Israel, asked him to take the gifts as a blessing, since he had given him grace, and as we can observe, forgiveness. The brothers were reconciled, and both had been blessed by God. At the end of Jacob's journey, he was renamed Israel. He is no longer the trickster, the supplanter, the deceiver, but now his name means one who struggles with God. Jacob had used his abilities to get ahead, but when faced with imminent death from his brothers, he experiences his brother's grace and ultimately God's grace in his life. Personal development tip of the week: no matter what you have gone through as a child of God, don't rely on yourself and use deceitful actions to accomplish your goals. Trust God in everything and pray before situations become a matter of life and death. Even when you have messed up, know that you can remind God of His word and His promises for you and ask Him for help and grace as you meet small and great challenges in your life. If you're listening to this podcast, I have a question of the week. If you want to answer this question, you could go over to litwithprayer.substack.com, where this podcast is written out, and you can give us your answer. The question of the week is, what's one challenge you are faced with right now in your life, and how are you using your relationship with God to overcome it? Let me know in the comments, and I look forward to reading all your comments. Prayer for the week. Father God, help me to continue to keep my faith strong in you and everything that you can do in my life. I know that you have great plans for me and my family, and I believe that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think for my life. I claim right now a victorious day ahead. In Jesus' name I claim, amen. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this week's podcast. If you enjoyed it, share it with a friend. Make sure you subscribe on wherever you're listening into. Again, it helps us reach more people. And if you'd like to support us further, go to litwithprayer.com. That's LITWITH prayer.com, and consider supporting our ministry and picking up any of our resources and tools. It helps us a lot. And we just love to serve you guys each and every week with this podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. And until next time, I'll see you soon. God bless you.